Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your Yarny Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, on Yidinji Country, as BBM Bumbibrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service. You can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from, and to all our traditional owners across the beautiful country of ours, welcome back, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong, you mob. Too deadly, all ease here. Don't forget we have a text number as well, 045-714-0550, and our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Have you seen Yana Strong, you mob? Now we're talking Indigenous Content Creators Meetup in 2022. And we're going to catch up a yarn now with James Saunders, deadly brother, Chief Operating Officer at Indigenous X Pty Ltd. And on the line, James, good morning, brother. How are you?
Good morning, thanks. How are you going?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Yeah, look, my mob are the Gunajamara and Wiradjuri people. The Gunajamara people from southwest Victoria, Wiradjuri, central New South Wales. But I live in Gadigal country in Sydney.
All right, beautiful, brother. Thank you very much. Too deadly, brother. Now, you were the hat there, Chief Operating Officer at Indigenous X, Pty Ltd. And we're talking Indigenous Content Creators Meetup 2022. So enlighten us, please, my brother.
Yeah, look, I work with Indigenous X, and we're an independent Indigenous media company. And we do a lot of work with, contributors, so people who write articles for our website.
Yes.
There's a real growing trend around the world with this new cohort of people called content creators. Content creators are people who make content specifically for social media platforms. Think Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube.
And that's all yarns, all industries, all situations, all talks?
Yeah, all different types. So whatever you want to yarn about, you can jump on there and be a content creator and do that. So what I was thinking was, so a year ago, I was wanting to get a group of blackfellow content creators together to learn more about the industry and learn more about what it means to be a content creator and be a blackfellow in Australia. So I talked to a funding body here in Sydney, and they gave me some funding to do this event. So I decided to put it together, and I chose Cairns as a place because I thought it'd be good to get these kind of mob out of their locations, particularly out of the cities, and get into a place that's real strong in culture and strong in identity.
Yeah, exactly.
And, have that yarn up there in Yidinji country.
Yeah. Well, we take that as a compliment, picking our place here as such, but what it does create to all our mob across the big island here, across Australia, a platform as such, so we can talk about our issues, our successes, and plus our fights in the 21st century, yes?
Yeah, definitely. Look, there's a growing subject called participatory journalism that is kind of, been growing for a long time. It's even getting bigger now with content creators. One thing about blackfellas is if you're a content creator, say, and you want to do makeup, you'll go online and you'll be doing your makeup and your tutorials and talking about that stuff. But because of the nature of Australia and our history, a lot of those times you'll get people who could be racist or could be quite ignorant.
Yes.
So as a content creator, you then have to go and educate your audience.
Yes,
exactly. Then you start to become like a mini journalist in your own way. So I have a really big interest in journalism, and particularly on participatory journalism and citizen journalism. So that's what this has kind of been born out of.
So it can create an opportunity for our mob as well in the industry and, future aspirations to become a journo. And it speaks for us, and mainstream media don't really speak for us. It's a great platform, isn't it, James?
Oh, it's a fantastic platform, and it can lead to careers, in media, in journalism, but also, people can be discovered they could be, you know, get careers in modelling, in acting, in other areas. You know, there's there's a chef in Western Sydney, Cooking with a Curry, and he's now got book deals, and he was just making, you know, TikTok videos about what he feeds his young family.
Yeah.
And then it just blew up over the pandemic, you know, over lockdown. So there's so many potential there. There's so much potential for Mob now. You know, we can remove the middleman, remove the people telling our stories for us. We tell them ourselves.
Yeah, too, Daddy James, and if you look at who we are as First Nation people, we are storytellers, aren't we, brother, you know? And here's a platform that can really, put our, like you said, our concerns, our fight, our successes out there to the world, brother.
Yeah, no, that's a big part of it, is that we are storytellers and we are the best people to tell our stories. Mm. You know, we can just literally take it to the world and the world get a view into our lives, in our own way, which I think is powerful.
Yeah, to Daily Brothers, to all our beautiful mob out there, Indigenous content creator here in Australia. Join our first meetup. The dates again, please, brother.
So we're going to be up in Cairns from the 21st to the 24th.
Of June. Yep,
of June, and I'm flying in 20 content creators from around the country, but we've got 10 spots available for local mob in Cairns.
Good.
If they wanted to attend.
And how do they contact you? How do they put in interest as such?
Yeah, if they go to the IndigenousX website, so indigenousx.com.au, they can go through, there's a website form there to fill out, or you can just email me at james@indigenousx.com. .com.au. It's all one word, Indigenous X.
Okay, Indigenous X. That's the word Indigenous with the X on the end. That's all?
That's it. That's the one.
Beautiful. James@indigenousx.com.au. And that's all happening in June 29. But people can send in their interests right now, can't they?
They can, yeah. We'd love that.
And you'll be here in Cairns, June 21 to 24 is the meetup time. I think it's fantastic, brother. Please do keep in touch. Let us know how you go. And to a mob out there, you can contact the station here at Bummer Brippin Media, 1-800-422-416, or otherwise contact James. And I think it's a beautiful space. And James, thanks for sharing, my brother.
No worries. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
All the best. You take care.
You too.
See bye-bye. Soon. Beautiful yarn there. That's James. James Saunders, his name is, Chief Operating Officer at Indigenous X, Pty Ltd. And we're talking about Indigenous Content Creators Meetup 2022. For you mob out there who like to yarn or got the passion to yarn as such, you can contact james@indigenousx.com.au. That's all one word. And look, an opportunity to look at a pathway into journalism or to be able to, using this platform, to tell your story or to tell the world about our story as First Nation people, no matter what topic. It could be university, it could be kids finishing grade 12. It could be you starting a business. It could be in the political sense and having a voice for treaty, whatever case may be. A great opportunity, you mob. There it is. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong here? National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. I said last Friday, we celebrated 30 years of the big High Court decision with Uncle Eddie Corky Mabo. And here we go to a track with Mau Power featuring Radical Sun. And the name of the track is Corky. Do enjoy.
Basic human rights. The right to walk into shops, cinemas, try on clothes, swim in a public pool, to buy a cuppa from a local cafe, and of course the right to vote. They are part of the movement changing the world. One man, Eddie Corky Mabo, took the fight to the highest establishments in the land. He challenged the most powerful laws of the country. A legacy of a courageous man, a freedom fighter, a deep thinker, a free spirit. Father, son and brother. A person connected to the history and a visionary that saw long into the future. He knew that things must change for his people.
The messenger breathes his truth with a native tongue. For the future, the journey, an important one. His story was one about birthright. History will remember this great fight. That moment terror nullius is abolished. Planted a seed for our people to be acknowledged. Inspire minds with missions of sovereignty. Reclaim our heritage, reclaim our identity. A warrior stands for its beliefs. What is a chief if he never learns to lead? Carry the flags, burn a memo created for us, and tell our stories so our children believe. George Mice said we deserve the best. The time for change is here, stand proud and show our strength. And in this moment may we never forget those who fought the battles for us to get respect. Upon sight, a legacy endured a great fight. Let's not forget David Passy, who shares this moment. That spear that broke a system, so heroic. They are the leaders of which the future will remember. History is the story we speak. The names run deep in your veins. Speak of a world where culture remains. June 3, let us march in unity. A single moment that defined our identity. Carry the flags, burn a memo created for us, and tell our stories so our children believe. Malu Wap said we deserve the best. The time for change is here, stand proud and show our strength. And in this moment let us never forget those who fought these battles for us to get respect.
Yeah, beautiful track there, the Brisbane Blacks mopping the dropouts here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Give the Murray call, let's have a yarn. 0457140550 is the text number. If you're shy, don't act. And also, we got our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. And a very good morning to Brisbane Blacks. Hope you're mopping Deadly down that way. Very good morning to Yarraba across the way. Hope you're Deadly over there as well. And to all our mob across this Deadly country, as have you say, yarn up strong here, National Talk Black, with the bully one, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm taking you right up to 12 noon Queensland time. Now, journalists, one key to ending violence against women, new fellows announced. 16 journalists from across Australia will take part in this prestigious program to learn how their reporting can play a role in stopping violence against women. A beautiful platform, and yes, second that. We're going to catch up yarn now with Patty Kinnisley, our watch, and she's the CEO for that. Sorry, on the line. Patty, good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thanks, Trevor. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based, sorry, Patty?
I'm just going to say I'm coming to you from the beautiful land of the Dja Wurrung in the central highlands of Victoria.
Beautiful.
And it's beautiful country here.
Yes, and a bit chilly, I would say, my sister.
It certainly is. I'm looking out my window at some sheep and lambs, and it's about 6 degrees and raining sideways.
Well, I'm in a singlet, pair of shorts, and far north Queensland, Cairns, hillbilly up north.
Jealous, really jealous.
Look, this is a beautiful platform. We're talking about 16 journalists from across Australia will take part in a prestigious program to learn how their reporting can play a role in stopping violence against women. Look, by any means necessary, we need to put a stop to it. And this is fantastic what journalists are doing. So enlighten us, please, about this movement. Thanks there, Patty.
Yeah, thanks, Trevor. This is the third one of what we call our Watch Fellowship, and we do it in partnership with the Walkley Foundation. Your listeners might have heard of the Walkleys, pretty famous sort of communications mob. And so this is our third lot. This time we've got 16 journalists. We've got two First Nation reporters, a woman called Sarah Collard, who's a Balarong Noongar woman who works with NITV, and Isaac Muller, who's a Wadara and Palo Aman, who work for the ABC. So
yes.
We're really excited to have a couple of First Nations people in the group this time. Mm. And what we'll be doing with those journalists is some really intense work to refine their knowledge about why violence against women happens and the link between disrespect and violence against women. And they'll have three retreats and we'll get all sorts of speakers talking to them. Some of those speakers will focus on violence against women and gender inequality, but then we also have specialist speakers who'll talk about the disproportionate rates of violence against, say, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women or women with disabilities, and so we'll get specialists to talk with those journalists because we know that all our journalists, they don't only report on things, they also help set the standard in the community about
Well, they become a voice for this space, don't they?
Absolutely, and they can help people understand what's acceptable and what's not. But they also, you know, the way they report violence against women is really important. So in the past, reporters might have, journalists might have accidentally victim-blamed and said, you know, the woman shouldn't have been out at night or what.
Yeah, you know, sure, yes.
Whereas now we're saying to these reporters who do the fellowship, actually victim-blaming doesn't help.
No, it doesn't.
Examine the big picture.
And a woman's got a right to be anywhere and do anything.
Exactly. What a woman's wearing is never an excuse for violence.
Exactly.
So we talk about all of those things. And then, of course, those journalists in their writing and their reporting actually help us spread the message about equality for women, equality for all women, and to talk about how sexism and things like racism work together to make it worse for Indigenous women, for example.
Yes.
So it's a really important platform.
And when you look at violence against women, it's not discriminative. We're talking black and white across this globe, you know. We need to stop violence against women. And it's great to have two First Nation people in the listing here, which is fantastic. But look, we need to put a stop to black and white, yes?
Absolutely. Violence against women doesn't discriminate, and it's also really important, you will all know this, that it's not violence against Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women is not always from other Aboriginal people. It's often from white people as well.
Sure.
And violence against women happens in rich and poor, country and city. And so even some of the myths about violence against women or in Indigenous communities that, you know, in inverted commas, it's cultural, we know that that's not right. And so our journalists have the ability to tell the stories differently and to be talking to people who know about it and to be hearing from, in your case, First Nations people, but also women with disabilities. So it's really important.
And look, love and thoughts and prayers are going out to loved ones who we've lost along the way, you know, and women plus our children, you know. It's very sad space, and it's great that you guys have got this platform. So with the 16 journalists, they become a part of our watch. Is that right? Is that how it works, Patty? And then they just do their job in regard to being journo, but they just operate on the space safely in regarding promoting stopping violence against women. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So they obviously stay in their own organisation.
Yes.
You know, so Sarah will remain a journo for NITV, but when she does her reporting, she'll have a better understanding about what the causes of violence are and how we can fix it. When she's reporting on violence, you know, she'll have a better understanding of being careful not to blame the victims or to look at the bigger system. And
Patty, you know, this should be across the globe for all journos. Anyone who's got a platform to do a job or tell a story, we need to choose our words carefully and support and act on supporting and acting on stopping violence against women.
100%, Trevor, and that's why we also do work with teachers and sports coaches.
Yes.
And people who run our workplaces, because everywhere we walk in life, we want people to be treated with respect.
Exactly.
And not just to be free from violence, but to thrive.
Yes.
You know, to be able to do exactly what they want in the community. So it's really important.
Well, when you're, whether it be on print, radio, television, whatever, you've got a platform, and what you say and how you say it, I mean, choice of words, expressions, all the above, that means a lot in regarding the message being delivered. What message are you delivering?
Well, and we know that journalists can reach, the media reaches the community. Think about the profile of our Indigenous players playing AFL or NRL.
Yes.
We actually get to tell a story to tens of thousands, if not millions of people.
Mm.
So our journalists in this fellowship are telling the story about violence against women is wrong.
Yes.
It is caused by people being disrespectful and by inequality. And more importantly, everyone has got a role to play in doing something about it. You don't
exactly.
have to be rich or famous
no.
or the CEO. You can be in your home. How are you talking to your little boys and little girls? Are you treating them equally in your relationship?
Well, exactly.
You're trying to figure out how to have respectful relationships, and always about consent. You know, when we're talking about physical relationships, sexual relationships, everyone has the right to consent.
Exactly. Well, I even look at my little show I do here. It's only a 1 hour program. It has become national, been doing it for over 10 years. But because I'm behind the microphone here, my choice of words and what I'm saying, you know, it's a platform to help this cause, for example, you know, and that's with any topic, any subject out there. And journos who have got this vehicle in front of them, the medium as such, they need to drive it with care, but also with strength, you could say.
Yeah, there's something I've been thinking a lot about, Trevor, which is people feel like these big problems are so big they haven't got a role to play and they can't do anything about it. You know, the government needs to fix it or somebody needs to fix it. But actually, each of us can. You know, like if we're in the way we talk to our children, in the way we coach the kids at footy,
yes.
you know, it's in the way you speak on your radio program. Every one of us has got the opportunity to make Australia a better place and to treat people with more respect. And in this case, particularly treat women with more respect.
Sure. Look, it's fantastic. Congratulations. 16 journalists who are part of this fantastic fellowship. It should be 16 million journos, you know. But beginning's half done, isn't it, sister?
Yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah, thank you very much. Good yarning with you. Pat, please keep in touch, and all the best to your team, your family. Stay safe, and we'll yarn soon, sister.
Yeah, anytime. Really love it. Thanks, Trevor.
Thanks, Patty. Bye-bye.
Bye.
A deadly yarn there. Patty Kinnard is her name is. She's the CEO of OutWatch, and we're talking about 16 journalists from across Australia will take part in a prestigious program to learn how their reporting can play a role in stopping violence against women. And look, I'm in the same boat in regarding what I say and how I say it in regard to my expression, the words I choose in regarding this space, stopping violence against women. It needs to stop. And I say to my brothers out there, be a true warrior in the 21st century. Do not abuse our beautiful women out there and our children. That's what it's all about. Have your say in Yana Strong. Added the conversation here, National Talk Black. That deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. If you're on the shy side, don't act, but you can text a brother, 045-714-0550. And don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. All right, looking at next yarn we got, we're talking about more than 40% of Earth's land surface must be conserved to maintain biodiversity. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Steve Hemming, Associate Professor, Jumbunna Institute of Indigenous Education and Research. On the line, Steve, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, g'day. Not bad.
Good. Very thank you, well. Steve. That's thank right. you. Where are you based, Steve?
Well, I work in Jumbunna, which is in UTS in Sydney, but I'm based in Adelaide on Kaurna country.
Okay, beautiful. Now, we're talking about more than 40% of Earth's land surface must be conserved to maintain biodiversity.
Yeah, no, I guess there's been a bit of research lately coming out which is emphasising that that's what's needed to actually maintain the biodiversity, but I was talking to some people in the ABC around Indigenous people around the world and the role they played. in keeping that biodiversity basically for everyone.
Well, and you know what, I'm thinking with First Nation people across the globe, we're talking, well, a beautiful platform, but also it needs to be open for scientists and government to engage with First Nation people who've got connection to land. Yep?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's recognised that Indigenous people owned or controlled land holds a huge percentage of that biodiversity.
Yes.
Because Indigenous peoples have always prioritised looking after country, basically. So there's already a huge role that Indigenous peoples are playing. So
the governments and the scientists across the world, Steve, you would admit, need to take a page out of our book, so to speak.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. And I think that's where there's starting to be more work done in those spaces, but the actual engagement process hasn't been particularly good as yet. Particularly in Australia, it's developing, but it's patchy.
Sure. And so where are we at in regard to this space? I mean, like government funding or here we are talking on a national radio program, Indigenous at that. The more mediums we use as such to put the word out so we can then act on it together, we can look after planet Earth.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's part of the truth-telling process.
True.
And the treaty process is, you know, now starting to become taken seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Part of the truth-telling process is the reasons why things are looking so bad. In Australia, the effect of invasion, colonisation, taking people off the country has led to all sorts of problems, including bushfires and other issues. So there's some truth-telling to be done in this space. And then some new relationships established that are more equal, more recognising of Indigenous expertise. Treaties, one space where that can happen.
Yes. And you look at the scientists of the world, the governments of the world, searching space in regard to life outside this planet. Well, don't do that because you reckon this planet. Let's look after this planet so we can stay here, but do the research as such with other planets, yes?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's worth, you know, really emphasising too how many Indigenous leaders but also Indigenous scientists are driving this work too. So there's both elders and leaders in communities, some of whom are, you know, scientists themselves, some of whom are experts within their own, you know, own traditions, but there's a big growing body of Indigenous leaders who are scientists as well as being leaders in their own and knowledge holders in their own space who are starting to have a big impact.
Fantastic. So well, I love the work that you're doing there and getting the word out in the street in regarding engaging with the First Nation people to look after planet Earth. And thank you for the yarn and love the work that you're doing and all the best to your team, your family, and stay safe there, Steve.
No worries. Thanks a lot for the opportunity to have a yarn.
Beautiful.
And catch you later.
For sure, my friend. Keep in touch. Take care, right?
No worries.
Bye-bye. Beautiful yarn there. Steve Hemming, his name is, Associate Professor, Jumbunna Institute of Indigenous Education and Research. And the title there was More Than 40% of Earth's Land Surface Must Be Conserved to Maintain Biodiversity. And for that to happen, of course, they've got to engage with First Nation people. And it's got to be across the globe in that sense. First Nation people, in regard to looking after Mother Nature and looking after the connection of land, which is where we come from, and so very true in regarding our makeup. So have your saying yarn up strong. Deadly program here is National Talk Black. It is your program. Murray just steering the ship. It is your ship. 1-800-422-416 is the number you need to call. Otherwise, you can text above the 0457140550 and our Facebook page or BBM 987 FM, and we go via NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Big shout out to the NERS team. Also want to give a big shout out, love and thoughts are going out to beautiful Samantha over in WA. My sister just got your message. Haven't heard from you in a while and hope you're going well. Sorry to hear that you're going through some sorry business over there, WA. Stay strong and look, live life to the fullest. Have a smile on your dial because still yarning with you and I know you do listen in. And big shout out to John as well, your beautiful son. All right, stay tuned, you mob. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416.
Folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it. Strap on.
Yeah, there it is, mainstream, Yothu Yindi, Healing Stone, and living in the mainstream, sometimes hard, but we stand strong as First Nation people, strong with our culture. Going to catch up a yarn now. We've got someone on the line. Someone, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, brother. Yeah, brother, I just come on the tail end of the domestic violence and men, brother. Yeah. I'm a voice in the wilderness, brother, but, you know, like the dualies were those people that used to try and get all their ass work done by day they were alive, because they were addicted to day they were alive.
Yes.
But before, I used to try and get everything done by 11 o'clock when the show come on. But not this time, brother. I'm trying to get everything ready for
deadly, brother.
For the game. Brother, I'm back and forth to the buyback shop now. It's good. You know, you can find a lot of stuff over there.
Good.
The fella that bought a generator. Oh, I feel like you're left with a deadly generator. And, brother, sometimes I go over there and I find what I'm not looking for, you know?
Well, exactly.
But anyway, brother, on that, I forgot that Polly's name. He come on the show, a Cairns LNP politician, not Warren Inch, and it was echoing the police in our backpack, especially coming out of the nightclubs.
Yes.
And drunk, and they get assaulted, sexually abused, or whatever it is.
Mm.
And they were saying, you know, they were sort of victim-blaming the women. They shouldn't be coming out and doing that. It's the men. But I tell you what, brother, no matter what, who's to blame victim? But I tell my girls, brother, there's a lot of dickheads out there, brother. They're not into this moral, they do those things. Anyway, so... I remember that Jodie Foster movie, I think, The Witness of the Accused, and because she dressed the way she did dress,
yeah,
she was encouraging men. But, that's silly that
blokes
will do that anyway. And there are a lot of dickheads out there.
Yeah. Well, when you look at a female, it's not a sex object,
like,
is it?
I'm on the other side. You know, brother, I sort of bully them about, because like they say, it's not just physical violence, but emotional and mental abuse. And I went to them and the police, and they said, look at you. You're way bigger than your partner. And they look at the physicality of myself, and they think blokes don't have emotional, you know, get abused and all them kind of mentally abused too, brother. And we have that. And we don't have any men's shelter. And I remember, brother, when, you know, like everybody, you know, everybody, some of us used to sit outside the Ides, in the Ides day, you know, and when that victim compensation coming out, and even women, they were saying that other women were framing men to get the victim compensation, and some of the women made jokes. They said, oh, look, I might go get my other arm broken. What, that's a Toyota? I might get my other arm broken. I can get a four-wheel drive. So some of them, even women were joking that some women, we act for the victim, compensation, brother. But I forgot I was going to say a lot of other things, but domestic violence. I'm sort of waffling on a bit there. But domestic violence. Yeah, I've got an order, but I've forgotten about what I was going
to
say.
Yeah, but we need to put a stop to it, don't we, brother?
There are men. Oh, yeah, he's what I'm going to say. A lot of things I disagree with Pauline Hanson, brother. And one of the things I did agree with him for, I think the rich people bankrolled a campaign because a lot of rich men that they were felt wrongly done by, where their partners accused them of domestic violence when it wasn't. And now, because of Pauline Anthony, they brought in a legislation, brother, that says if any woman make any accusation, she has to prove it. And brother, look, I got locked up. I was sober X amount of years, and I got locked up. But a lot of those charges, I contested them, brother. Even with the civil property settlement and custody for my children, I contested all those things, brother, because I know where I was coming from. And a lot of those things, because I know from my own experience, and they're not all women, but they're bullshit, brother. And even other women can say. And brother, you know, and what Sky News, and they were talking about the men and violence and all that shit, and it pisses me off, brother. But you know, they're going about the territory, brother. I feel like swearing again. They just gotta look at brother Noel Peace and love him more, hate him, brother. I'm getting emotional. You know, I'm running bad, brother. But you know, of course, we criticize our people, but we criticize the hat that they wear, not them. Some black men criticize all the family. Brother Noel, if you're listening, but and just look at what he done. It showed there's a correlation between violence and the grog, and in the territory. You know, brother, I was talking about Beetaloo, they got a $1 million thing all going on there. And what they want to do, they want to take away that dry thing, and they want to let grog go back in the community again. And I also spoke about Robin Williams, a meme. It says politicians should be like NASCAR drivers. They wear their sponsors on their shirt. And what he was saying, what the thing said to me is, politician, they get political donation, and it shows who own them, brother. And a lot of the donation goes to both parties. They get a two bob each way, come from the liquor and gaming industry, brother. For you know, and it's hard to go against if you want to promote alcohol up in the territory. And just got to look at the Darwin study, and bloody, it wasn't, when I first went up, it wasn't frowned upon for women to buy a flagon of wine with their grocery. You can look at the beer can regatta, and even the first, I think, the governor for Northern Territory, Ted Egan, he had a song with bloody good drinkers in the Northern Territory, and he used the empty beer carton. So it's promoted up there, and just the price and all them follows, you know, that they get the political donation for alcohol and gaming industry. They should have a look at that. And brother, from brother Noel Peace, I'll always say, brother, he showed you the correlation between crime and alcohol. Brother, I'm off now.
Do that, my brother. Thank you, getting that off your chest.
See you, brother.
That's our Salmon regular caller here on your daily program, National Talk Black, and across the topic of violence against women, drinking, and also the platform of what people say when they wear the hat and what hat they wear, and also medium, as in media, radio or television or print, either way, newspaper. That's what it's all about, having you say and how you say it. And it means a lot in regarding what is delivered and what it can instigate in that sense. Have you saying Yarn of Song here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Let's go to Troy and Trevlin with their deadly track, I'm Sorry. Do enjoy.
Don't you cry, baby,
Yeah, beautiful track there. I'm sorry, that's Troy and Travelling here on your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Have you say you might be going up strong. Going to catch up with Tony. Tony Gibbs online. Good morning, brother.
Good morning, brother. Radio brother. And good ASL in there. And
yes.
Sylvia over there, radio sister. And
beautiful platform, my brother. How are you travelling? You good?
Oh, well, not really at the moment. My car's a big trouble and I need to go in the patch-up shop.
So you're on Foot Falcon at the moment, are you?
I'm the Foot Falcon, yeah. you've been saying stuff about how to deliver things and you can make a difference on the radio and stuff.
Mm.
I've had some stuff, notes in front of me for a while. I'll get straight to it. The new Prime Minister... The Prime Minister of Travel at the moment.
Mm.
Mm. He should have been over to the islands in Indonesia. He's been up in Japan.
Mm.
The point of this story is first come, first served, and First Nation people. He wants to help people in, and it's all to do with. Thing with the Chinese, you know, and there's a lot of trouble going on there. Now, when he wants to help people in the Pacific and they're calling them my Pacific family, you know, they've got their own family here, and those people he's trying to help out there, the point is that the island people already have their land.
Sure, so you should be more focused here, you're saying?
Yes.
Well, he got thrown in the deep end, didn't he, in regarding winning the Prime Minister's seat. I think that was on the cards in regarding the so-called agenda. It just so happens to fall straight after the election. It may look bad, but I hear what you're saying, yes.
Yeah, that's the point. You want to help people in the Pacific, yeah, they might need help when they have cyclones and things and health and things, but they have their land.
Mm. And we're still fighting for ours.
Well, you know, I'll never live there and my love's gone and I'll never live on that land, but there's still a tribe here that cannot live on their own land in Australia. Yeah. And this is what I'm trying to say. It's
fix your own backyard is what you're saying.
Yeah, right. You know, this is Australia. This is where he should be. And there's a lot of trouble going on trying to, you know, they might as well rip the Union Jack down and put the American flag up in the corner because Albanese seems to me to be Joe Biden's bow wow at the moment, for want of better words.
Mm-hmm.
You know, really, because there's a lot of people see the news and they say that there's skirmishes now between Chinese jets and Australian spy planes in the China Sea.
Mm.
I mean, there's a war in this country. That's what I just said. The people here don't have land. They don't have land. They can't live on their land in their own country, and they want to help everybody else and get involved in China. That Prime Minister really want to come home, and there's more to what's on their plate than the statement from the heart of the room. I saw one TV show where the 10th embassy people are locked out and the different voices and... But my whole point is all this trying to please America and do what they want and, you know, build a barrier against the Chinese, which is basically just racist.
Mm. Yeah, that's how you see it, yep.
Yeah, that's how it is, just racist. It's back to the old serve America racism. This is our country here and the first people here are getting left while he's running around. They just want to leave them people and concentrate on this country. And well, the Queen, I don't think she's ever going to say sorry to me. But, you know,
she's probably leaving it to her son to say sorry, eh? Charles.
Oh, man, I wouldn't rely on him to do anything. And then, you know, like that will be the end of the monarchy, I think, and I don't think that fella's going to get a lot of... You know, and the Queen's up there saying she's happy and that. Well, she's not happy because, you know, they've been racist to their own family with Harry and his missus.
Mm.
Andrew's a big mess. So she's up there on the balcony and wants a big, big thing, but she knows half of her family they've exiled or are in disgrace. So, you know, and it's Crown land, Crown land, Crown land. But this country might as well be the 53rd state of America, the way it's going, and all the antagonism with the Chinese. They're warning Australia. Yes. Don't mess with it, you know.
Exactly, brother, exactly. Well, thanks for your input there, my brother. And you probably make a good point. Being overseas, building bridges there, look after your own back here is what you're saying regarding the new Prime Minister.
Yeah, he's Prime Minister of Australia, not the Pacific. Yeah. And, you know, they said, Penny won't go, no, our family. They're trying to adopt them, what they call family. Their real family is this country. You love Australia, love the people in it.
First Nation people. our family here.
I was just happy today that Sherwin come on first and the police won't get on because sometimes I hold back because I don't like cutting off Sherwin.
Yeah.
And I got a good rep, so I'm happy that I didn't disturb him and I'm waiting for a lift out to go and get my car fixed.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, you have a good day. Travel safe, my friend.
Okay, thanks for listening.
Thanks, brother. That's Tony Gibbs there, a regular caller, local boy at Gordonville there, and foot falcon at the moment, but saying his piece. Thank you so very much, and I must make mention the AFL broadcast schedule, 2022 AFL Premiership season, and the broadcasting for this weekend, Friday 10 June, Essendon versus Carlton, MCG, Woodura Land, and that's at 7 p.m. And callers there, Ron Rogers, Chris Johnson, expert commentator Josh Carter, and producer Adam Evans. And for the Saturday game, Saturday 11 June, Brisbane Lions versus St Kilda at the Gabba, Yugara and Turrbal Land, and that's at 7 p.m. The caller there is Darren Jackson, experts, commentators, Daryl White, big shout out, D, and Anthony Corey, and the producer is Jaden Maleda. And you can tune in to that, and they're proudly sponsored by Bendigo Bank, AAA, and, of course, National Indigenous Radio Service. So that's the broadcasting for AFL this weekend. Don't forget, we've got State of Origin happening tonight. May the best team win. Blues up against Queensland. Queensland travelling down to Sydney, home turf for the Blues, New South Wales. May the best team win. And then the second game's in Perth, and the third game is back in Brisbane, Queensland. So there it is. And, go the Maroons. That's my statement here. And our beautiful chairperson, Gujul Gujul. Which way, brother? Living far north Queensland, how far north can you go? In Queensland, and he blew support all the way. Well, how? Murray, going to sign off for you, Mob. Thank you very much for your company. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. And a big shout out to all your daily mob. And thank you for tuning in your daily program, National Talk Black. Let's have Casey Donovan take us up to the news. That's big, beautiful, and sexy. Too deadly, Casey.
Differently, it's not like I have some kind of disease. Tell myself I will be just fine, but why do you make me feel so inclined to do what you want and not what I need? You wonder why I am how I am, but how do you what's your name?